Welcome to Gemara Markings Daf Yomi Tosfos Shiur Brachos Daf Samach. Don't forget to click on the Daf to view today's Mark Tosfos using the popular Gemara Markings system similar to that used for the Daf Gemara. If you're not already familiar with our system, a thorough explanation is available by clicking on the Learn the System option. We start with Tosfos on Daf Samach Omid Beis, because as you will notice, there are no Tosfos on Daf Samach Omid Aleph. At the top of the Omid, Asher Yotzar Eso Adom B'Chochma, this is a reference to the bracha that one makes upon completion of his relieving oneself of waste in the bathroom. But Tanchuma, in the Medrash Tanchuma, Vayivro Elokim Eso Adom, Omar Rabbi Bun, B'Chochma. The term B'Chochma, Shehiskin Mizoynosov, V'Achakach Boroi. That we, in the Brocha, we have the text, Asher Yotzar Sodom B'Chochma, the Almighty who formed man with Chochma. Chochma is wisdom. In the Medrash, on a parallel Pasuk, which says, V'Yibro Lekim Sodom, so Rabbi Bun says, Kodesh Baruch Hu, May created man, B'chochma, the same word as we use in our bracha, and that conveys the idea. Shehiskin mizaynoisa ba'achakach boro. First, he created the trees, the grasses, vegetation, things from which man eats and sustains himself. And after everything was prepared, ba'achakach boro, then created man. Hainu diomar sanhedrin so perak echodine mominus. And we also find in the Bavli, in our Gemara in Masechah Sanhedrin, the Kach Nivro Be'erev Shabbos. Man was created on Friday, basically at the end of creation, Kedei Shikonis L'Suda Miyad, so that everything should be prepared. He wouldn't have to wait. In other words, he comes and everything is prepared for him. All the food is already there. V'al Kein Yosdu Ashi Yotzer Es Ha'odom B'Chochma. And it's based on that this text was formulated, Asher Yotzar, who created Es Ha'odom Man B'Chochma. We would like to add that on Daf Nun Hey Omer Aleph, we saw that Bezalel was considered to be a possessor of Chochma because of his sensitivity to order, where Moshe Rabbeinu had mentioned him to make the Oron and then the Mishkan. Bezalel said, doesn't it make more sense that the order should be first you make the Mishkan and then the Oron? Seeing that the term Chochma is associated with order. The next Tosfos, Mafli La'asos, the Mafli from the word Pella, a wondrous working. This was also part of this was Rav Sheshes' suggestion for the closing Brocha of the Ashi Yotzar. Mishum gamrino bebreishis rabo ki godel ato v'oisa niflois ato elukim levadecha. The Medrash points out that the Almighty is great and He alone does wondrous workings. And it says, Odom oisa noid, a person makes a flask, yeshbo nekev echod melo machat tzidkis, if the flask or the node, technically speaking, is a leather skin bottle. It's a type of inflatable or flexible thing, we say, along the lines of a balloon. If it has even a very small hole in it, like a machat sitkis, a needle hole, haruach yotzei, any air that's in it will escape. Ve'eno yochol lishmor bo, and it won't contain the air in it. Va'kodesh baruch hu bora nekovim ba'odam, but the Almighty, on the other hand, made a human being with many holes, many orifices, v'shem haruach sheinu yotze mimenu, and the life breath of man stays in, even though there's so many holes, and continues to live. That's the Pella, the wondrous working. The next Tosfos, Kishoma Tarnagola, Omer, upon hearing the cackling of the chicken in the morning, you say, Boruch Shenosan Lasech Vivino Lavchin. We bless the Almighty for imparting unto the rooster the ability to distinguish between the day and night. Fuadin likewise, afilu kilo shama, even if you didn't hear the brocha, the hear the chicken, brocha zu, the aim brocha zu elo lavchona. The purpose of this brocha is for the ability to distinguish. Al hanoas ha'ura shetarnagol mavchin v'hu nene min or. We're praising the Almighty for creating the ability to distinguish that the chicken has to distinguish between the night and the day in which it benefits from the light. So it's not a brocha on the sound the rooster makes, but it's a brocha on the regarding the ability that these creatures have to distinguish between day and night and to benefit from the light. Kiporas sudra reshe, when a person puts his turban on his head. Vuadin l'chol koiva, the same is true with any hat. L'chol kisui, and any head covering. V'davka kishinene, this is, as far as the Gemara is concerned, it's only if he enjoys or benefits from it. Aval im eino nene, if he doesn't benefit from the head covering. V'gon shu shochev al mitoso, for example, a person who is reclining, who doesn't need a head covering, lo yivorech lo zu, he won't make this brocha, the lo malbish arumim, nor the brocha for clothing the naked, the lo brochos kayotzi bohen, nor the other brochas that are similar, that when one is reclining, one doesn't experience them, the items that were mentioned in the Gemara. Kevan shalonene, because he's not benefiting. This would seem to include walking on the ground, sitting up, straightening out. Kidamash Berak Shlishi de Megillah, Gabi Mishalo Ro Meurus Miyomov, like the topic in Maseches Megillah that describes someone who was never sighted. The Kuli Alma Boy Shiena Minora, everyone requires that there has to be some type of benefit from the light, so that if someone doesn't benefit from the things that the brocha is addressing, so then there is no need for that brocha. The next Tosfos, Asher Kitchonu B'Mitzvot Tzivonu Loniach Tefillin, Tosfos will deal with the brochas over the donning of the tefillin. We saw Loniach Tefillin for the tefillin Shel Yad, and the Al Mitzvot Tefillin for the tefillin Shel Rosh. That is as far as the Gemara is concerned. The reason for lohaniach tefillin for the tefillin shel yad, the laying or the placing of the tefillin, is the text came on the tchilas hanochos bezro, since the beginning of the placing of the tefillin, the wearing of the tefillin is on his arm. The person puts first the tefillin shel yad on. Yesh levorach lohaniach. That's the appropriate text for the tefillin shel yad, as it represents the beginning of the placing. Avol b'shel roish mevorach al mitzvus v'lo lohaniach. But regarding the tefillin shel roish, the head tefillin, one does not make lohaniach, but rather al mitzvahs, regarding the mitzvah of tefillin. Shekvar hischil v'hiniach echod mehem. After all, the word lohaniach isn't going to be appropriate for the shel roish when he's already done the hanocha or started the hanocha. V'verka koymitz omar in Menachos, it says, Lo soch mevorech achas, soch mevorech shtayim. If one was silent, then he makes one brocha. If one spoke, he makes two brochas. Pirush HaKotras, and we have diamonds around this, and the Pirush Rabbeinu Tam a little bit later, a machlokas Rashi and Tosis develops regarding the Gemara in Menachos. Pirush HaKotras, the al shtei hatfilin ko'omar, the mevorech brocha achas al shtein below soch bein tayim. If a person, when putting on his tefillin, does not converse at all from beginning to end, from the time he puts on the tefillin shel yad till after he puts the tefillin shel rosh on, he didn't talk at all. So at the end of this, at the end of the day, so to speak, at the end of his putting on the tefillin, he will have made only one brocha. What does that mean? That he starts off by saying, asher kitchom esusonu lohaniach tefillin, puts his shel yad on, and puts his shel rosh on without any additional brochas, as far as Rashi is concerned. Only if he spoke between the shel yad and the shel rosh, then before putting on the shel rosh, he'll make two brochas. V'doichak lomar it's difficult to say to lohutzruchu shtei brochas to lamiach ve'al mitzvas elo kishesof vavar avira, that the to suggest that they formulated two brochas over the tefillin, and we could say specifically the al mitzvah tefillin, only in the event that a sin was done, is hard to suggest. It's hard to say that. So Tosfos doesn't like the Rashi approach. L'chein pirush Rabbeinu Tam. Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says the al shel roish she gemar mitzvah the ikur, the tefillin shel roish, which is the conclusion, the completion of the mitzvah of tefillin. It's the second one, the final one, the ikur, and it's the main one, the yesh bo adalet botim. It has four compartments, the shin, and it also has a shin on the on its sides. Mevorech al mitzvahs. The al mitzvahs would seem to signify something, the mitzvah, the significant mitzvah, appropriate for the tefillin shel rosh. Avol soch, if after putting on his tefillin shel yad, he happened to converse, Cholzer umavorech shtayim al shalrosh, then he will say two brachas on the tefillin shalrosh. Had there been no interruption between the shalyan and the shalrosh, he would have made, besides the loniach on the shalyan, he would have made one bracha on the shalrosh. But in the event that he speaks, then he will have to make loniach and al mitzvahs on the shalrosh. V'chein v'shimusha rabba degoinim. Shimusha rabba is a halachic text that was compiled in the time of the Geoinim, says like the Rabbeinu Tam. Well, the Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, Gabi, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, in the context or in the sugi of Soch Mevorech Shtayim, Im Yoniach Shel Roish Levad, skipping the brackets for a moment, Mevorech Shtayim Al Shel Roish Levad. Let's read that line again. Im Yoniach Shel Roish Levad, the Ein Ma'akvin Zezeh, Mevorech Shtayim, Al Shel Rosh Bilvad. If, let us say, that a person has only a tefillin Shel Rosh, and he can put that on because the tefillin Shel Yad is not binding, pun fully not intended, but the tefillin Shel Yad is not binding or restrictive upon the tefillin Shel Rosh. Namely, you can fulfill mitzvah wearing, it might not be a complete fulfillment of the mitzvah, but it nevertheless is a mitzvah by putting on a tefillin shel rosh alone. So if someone does not have a tefillin shel yad, Rabbeinu Tam points out, then even though it has nothing to do with talking, he will make two brachas on the tefillin shel rosh. Uma shelo hizkir ha-gemora, and that which our Gemara did not say, al shel rosh bilvad mevorech shtayim. After all, the Gemara was involved with delineating the brocha on the shel yad and the brocha on the shel rosh, and the Gemara did not specify a case where he has only shel rosh. It's very uncommon for a person to be wearing just a shel rosh. The tefillin bei bar chov u'shchichi, tefillin were common. They were, at the time of the Gemara, they were viewed, or they in fact were, something that were common and inexpensive, and everyone had the necessary number of tefillin, the shel yad and the shel rosh. So the Gemara didn't feel compelled to feature something that was uncommon. V'chein pirush Rabbeinu Tam b'tshuvosov, and thusly Rabbeinu Tam writes in his response to literature, v'chein Rabbeinu Elchonon b'seidu tikun tefilo sheloi kosav kein, and Rabbeinu Elchonon in his halachic work called the Tikkun Seder Tikkun Tefila writes the same thing. With that, we conclude our Tosfos Shiur for today.